So here we have Nehemiah, and he's there learning that the walls and the gates are in ruin, and he's going to do something by the grace of God. And Malachi is raised up at that time. We won't turn to Malachi, but in our book, in our notes, we see some of the difficulties. Here is defection yet again from covenant loyalty. Can you believe it? This group of people that came back from Babylonian captivity, they should have learned, should they have not, from their past experience. And they should have sat down and said, now listen, brothers and sisters, listen, nation of Israel, look what's happened in all of our history. Look at all the prophets that have been raised up. Look at the judgments that have come upon us. Look at the blessings when Josiah followed the Lord. And look at the trouble that has come. Northern kingdom is off to Assyria. Southern kingdom, we've been in captivity. We've been in captivity. But we're back here. We better do what God wants us to do. We better be a new nation, a new generation. But did they? No. Look at the things mentioned here. We find in point 2a, unfaithful priests. Point B, hypocritical worship. You know, in Isaiah chapter 1, God says, I hate your church meetings. I hate your assemblies. I hate your fast. The word hate, God says, I hate it. And it's in Malachi, God says, what are you doing treading my courts? What are you doing here? Go off and do justice. Go off and show mercy. Go off and obey my word. They were just happy with being religious. Oh, that's one of our plagues, isn't it, eh? One of our plagues in present time. Hypocritical worship. And intermarriages. God said that Israel was to be separate. But here they are once again intermingling in marriage. What happened with Solomon? Remember that? Solomon married these wives. Boy, I've got one wife, and she's very good, I must say. I've got to be careful here, brother. How did Solomon go? He had 1,000 women. 1,000. 300 wives, 700 concubines. He's got trouble. Not only domestic trouble, but he's got spiritual problems too, because it says these wives, remember the charter, Deuteronomy 17, be careful of who you marry and what goes on, because they will eventually turn your hearts away from the Lord. And it happened. And here it's happening again. And then we find here in point D that God is robbed. Oh, he can't rob God. He owns everything. Everything belongs to him. Just a minute, it says, you have not brought your tithes and offerings to me. I wonder what they spent them on. Maybe the second car. Maybe the second home. Maybe that big swimming pool. I've worked in New Trier's Mission for 13 years, and we had a dear brother there in those early days. There was a printing press in those days out of Plumpton. Printing press. To print the translated scriptures for New Guinea. Just gone into New Guinea and the Bible was being translated, and they wanted to do trial runs. Yeah. As it is with the King James. You know, there's 18 revisions for the King James Version. The King James Version that you've got now is the 1769 version, the 18th revision. So everything has to be corrected and updated. So they do this experimental translation. Here's this dear brother, Wallen. I'll mention his name. Mr. and Mrs. Wallen. What's their first names, Dale? Mr. and Mrs. Wallen, yeah. I can't remember their names. So they're dear, big people from the Ohio and so on. And he had the printing press. And he said he went home on deputation. And when he went home on deputation, his church, which was a big church, went to their lunch and said, come and I'll show you. This is my new car, my second car. You know, an Audi or whatever. And then they go to another home and say, oh, this is a big extension we've put on. And then they go to another home and say, oh, this is our new swimming pool. And so they went around and he came back and he said to us, "Now I know why I was not able to print the New Testament. No money. No money. They spent it on themselves." And in the book of Haggai, Haggai the prophet said, "You get back up into the mountains and you cut down the timber and you bring it to build the house of the Lord, because you're all living in luxury homes and you're all living in panel homes. Get up and work." They're living. Their homes were first. God's home was second. God's house was second. Wrong priorities. The Lord Jesus said that. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. You see, grace and peace is multiplied, but the material things are added. God's a good mathematician, you know. He knows what he can subtract. He can divide north and southern kingdom. He can multiply and he can add. It's very, very good that he says that he will multiply grace and peace. That's the spiritual blessings. When it comes to the material blessings, he doesn't say multiply, he says add, because he knows what would happen. If he loads us up with goods, you know what happens? God said to Israel, "In your prosperity," the prophet said, "do not forget me. In your prosperity, do not forget me." So we seek the kingdom of God, and what is needed is added, one by one, bit by bit, little bit by little bit. So when you get my age, you have quite a few things collected, and then you've got to get rid of them and send them to the dump, don't you? Or put them out in the front yard. Building the walls. Getting the people ready to serve the Lord. The book of Haggai. Now, what happens to the nation of Israel in this situation? Well, we know, according to the scriptures, when Nebuchadnezzar came and took the children of Israel off into captivity, God said through the prophet Daniel, a big time period has begun in the history of the world and in the history of the nation of Israel, called the times of the Gentiles. And Jesus said that in Luke 21, Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. So that's the key, the city of Jerusalem. And we always say, what's happening to the city of Jerusalem in world history? And we know now that the city of Jerusalem is still divided and will eventually be overrun by the Antichrist. So the nation of Israel is always under domination of foreign powers from this time on, even for the exile. The image in Daniel, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, revived Rome, Antichrist, stone strikes the image, the return of the Lord Jesus, smashing world powers. The wind comes and blows it all away, and then he establishes his kingdom on earth forever and forever. That's Daniel chapter 2. So what happens now is, in point 4, the nation of Israel remains under world kingdoms. They are now in the time of the Gentiles. And that takes us down to the 400 silent years from Malachi to Matthew. And then, as recorded in Matthew, we meet John the Baptizer. As we said, he wasn't a member of the Baptist Church, John the Baptist. He was John the Baptizer. And then there is Jesus going out with the offer of the kingdom, followed by the 12 and then the 70 proclaiming the offer of the kingdom. The Messiah is there, and in the ruins of the rejection of Jesus and the ruin of the offer of the kingdom, our Lord begins to build his church. And that will terminate. Oh, that could finish tonight, you know. Yes. A church building program could finish tonight. And Jesus comes back again. What's going to happen the next day? We begin the day of the Lord, time of great tribulation, the opening up of the seals. Yeah.